This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be the guest of honour at the National Day celebrations of Mauritius today. This marks the second time that Mr. Modi is attending the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest. A marching contingent from India, the Akash Ganga skydiving team of the Indian Air Force and the Indian naval ship Imphal will also participate in the event. Yesterday, Mr. Modi held productive talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Port Louis and reaffirmed the strength of the partnership between the two countries. Later in his address during a banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Mr. Modi stated that the India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to historical ties. He emphasized that it is based on shared values, mutual trust, and a common vision for a bright future.
हमारे संबंधों की कोई सीमा नहीं है हमारे संबंधों को लेकर हमारी आशाओं और आकांक्षाओं की कोई लिमिट नहीं है आने वाले समय में हम मिलकर हमारे लोगों के विकास पूरे क्षेत्र की शांति और सुरक्षा के लिए मिलजुल करके काम करते रहेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to all who participated in the historic Dandi March. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the march led by Mahatma Gandhi ignited a nationwide movement for self-reliance and independence. The Prime Minister added that the courage, sacrifice and unwavering commitment to truth and non-violence of all those who took part in the Dandi March continues to inspire generations. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said she will visit India as part of a multi-nation trip to the Indo-Pacific she is undertaking with the aim of building strong relationships and open lines of communication to achieve President Donald Trump's objectives of peace and freedom. Her meetings will follow up on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's and President Donald Trump's commitment to enhance intelligence sharing. The Director of National Intelligence, who stopped at the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command yesterday, in the first leg of a trip, will meet with Indian leaders and officials. Next week, she will participate in the Geopolitical Security Conference, Raisina Dialogue, in New Delhi, to which PM Modi invited her when they met in Washington last month. Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh emphasized the need for rapid capability enhancements to address emerging security challenges in the evolving geostrategic landscape. He said this while addressing student officers from the Indian Armed Forces undergoing the 80th Staff Course and the permanent faculty at the Defence Services Staff College in Wellington. Air Chief urged the course officers to embrace change, critically assess evolving threats and develop adaptive strategies for future conflicts. In a major escalation of the separatist conflict in Pakistan, militants in Balochistan province attacked a Peshawar-bound train yesterday, taking nearly 450 passengers hostage. They later released civilian hostages and took 214 people captive, including military personnel. In a statement, the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, a militant separatist group, claimed responsibility for the hostage crisis. The BLA said that more than 30 military personnel were killed in the attack. In Sri Lanka, the Government Medical Officers Association has announced a nationwide one-day token strike on 12th of March, protesting the brutal sexual assault of a female doctor at the Anuradhapura Teaching Hospital. Emergency services will remain unaffected. The incident occurred on the 10th of March when an army deserter allegedly threatened the doctor with a knife before raping her inside her duty room. Five police teams have been deployed to apprehend the suspect. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe today. The IMD has also indicated that heat wave conditions are likely to occur in Gujarat and southwest Rajasthan today, while Odisha and Vidarbha are expected to face heat wave conditions over the next 2 days. The second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg in Baramulla district will conclude today. The first leg of the Games was successfully held in Ladakh from 23rd to 27th of January, where ice hockey and ice skating events took place at NDS Sports Complex and Kupuk Pond. And that is the end of this news bulletin.